welcome to week five of Loud and Obnoxious. Your same host as always, Phil Pierce and myself. We're here today to kind of recap week one of the NFL, week two of college football, and then our usual segment of quick hits where we'll touch on a couple of different things today, some of which the streaking Indians, and I mean the baseball team, not the Native Americans, as well as we'll touch on the big games from last week and some gambling from last week. For future reference, we'll start putting our gambling picks on the website so you can kind of access all of that at hashsports.com rather than hearing us talk shit about 2-3 matchups that are irrelevant to everybody but besides ourselves. So from future reference on, we can always go that route. But how are we doing today, gentlemen? Thank you all for joining me this afternoon.
Well, it's a beautiful day in New Orleans. Nicest weather of the year. Couldn't ask for better weather, but you know what? Life sucks because the Saints suck.
Oh, man, do they ever. Drew Brees looks old.
Shit, I don't even think that's the problem. I don't think he's the woes, but of course, we'll cross that bridge as well. Pierce, you know, as Phil says, it's great weather in New Orleans. How's the weather down in Vegas?
Oh, man, it's always great in the desert, Skip. Always great.
Okay, all right. You sound a little optimistic for a guy whose team also lost, but you just, I guess, didn't have as much skin in the game as Phil did. So,
oh, man, I told you the skins were going to be terrible. I knew that going in, so not a big deal for me. Kirk Cousins is checked out. That guy doesn't want to be there. He looked like dog shit this weekend. We're probably getting pretty close to the point where Kirk's going to stink it up. We're going to put in Colt, Phil's boy, Colt McCoy.
All right, all right, all right. Well, let's get this party started. I know we've kind of touched on a couple of those games that we'll hit on in a minute, but let's talk quickly about a sport that everyone's probably turned their, I guess, blind eye to. And baseball is still playing, and especially the Indians are. I think they won their 19th game in a row by beating the Tigers last night 10-0. Yeah, it's feather, not dot, and they're doing work. So let me ask you, I know we had talked about baseball a couple weeks ago, and can anybody stop the Astros, the Red Sox, and the AL? Does this mean that the Indians are the new contender? Are they going to win the West?
I think so at this point. They're hot right now. You just need to be hot going into the postseason. They seem to have the pitching figured out, and the Red Sox haven't been playing great lately. They're struggling to hold off the Yanks.
Speaking of Yanks, Phil?
I mean, they could be peaking too early, but I honestly have not, you know, it's the dog days of summer, and I have not been paying too much attention to the Indians. Plus, they don't have any, like, sexy players, so it's not like, I mean, SportsCenter's talking about them, but it's not like they're leading off, you know, the highlights every night, and, you know, they're sucking Aaron, like, they do suck Aaron Judge's dick and stuff like that.
Which I'm sure you love and probably get in line for, so that's totally fair. But at the same time, I can understand, and we won't really harp on it very long either because it is football season. And, you know, they still have a little bit left of baseball to play, so we'll kind of touch back on it when postseason comes on. But let's kind of dive into the next thing.
I still think the Astros are going to win the AL. It's still the Astros to lose.
All right. And, I mean, they did pick up Verlander since we last spoke about baseball, so they finally
made that
move.
We were saying they needed a starter, and players were bitching about needing a starter. They got a starter. Keuchel's healthy, looking good these days. I still like the Astros and the AL, but the Indians are actually a threat. That ALCS could be real good.
Verlander's not what he once was, though, although, I mean, he may just become stagnant in Detroit, you know, been there forever. Change of scenery could be pretty nice for him.
He's been good this year, though. That's the only way they were able to trade him. He's put up good numbers.
Oh.
He's had a really an oddly good year for him lately.
Okay.
It's not like his dominant self used to be, but he's had a pretty good year. He's got a winning record at least. A lot of K's.
That's
yeah. And I mean, you'll be second fiddle to Dallas. Keuchel.
Yeah,
whatever. So, I mean, it's all right. I guess it won't be like, you know, everybody's relying on him to win the one-game playoff in the wild card or something of that nature. So at least Verlander doesn't have to stress too terribly much about that. But, yeah, I figured that's enough quick hits baseball. Let's talk about things that everybody wants to listen to. Let's recap some college football from last week. Let's start with the game that I think a lot of people were harping on, that Oklahoma-Ohio State game. Baker Mayfield just putting on a fucking show.
Yeah, if y'all remember, I said Oklahoma was going to beat Ohio in that opening show. That was going to be one of their two losses. I love Baker Mayfield. He put on a show the other night.
Man, didn't he?
I do recall you hammering that, and I think I said, oh, the inexperienced coach is going to really...
Yeah, you were trying to talk about Lincoln Riley. That's so right. I do remember that fully now. You're like, oh, man, the young coach that hadn't been preparing for this his whole life. I remember hammering you on that. Yeah. But the one thing I don't like that he apologized for the flag thing.
I know, he should have stuck to his guns.
Well, you know the coaches, like, that never would have happened if Bob Stoops was there. If Bob Stoops was the coach this year, he never would have done that bullshit.
They wouldn't have won, though. They wouldn't have won this game.
They'd probably have fucking lost. It for NFL draft purposes, so, like, you know.
But that's not a real dick thing to do, though. Okay, well, like, I think
bullshit.
The only thing he should apologize for is trying to plant a flag on a turf field. That's all he should apologize for. I'm sorry for being a dumbass, guys. Like, next time I'll get that fucking thing in the ground and it won't fall over. Like, come on, Baker. Act like you've been there before. It's turf. You played on it all game. Flag's not sticking in
there.
It
was also like they spanked him. It wasn't like it was like a close last-minute win, you know. Maybe that would have been a little bit more justifiable, but... You know, the game was in check for a while. They had been celebrating for a while. I mean, yeah, I just don't think it was necessary.
And Baker, I think, even said after the game when the juices were still flowing, before he had to start doing his apologizing stuff, he was like, I feel we could have beaten them by more. He wanted to hang more points on them. And I think that comes from Stoops getting his ass worked in Norman last year by Ohio State. They felt that they had a little something to prove this past weekend, and I'm sure that going into the horseshoe and beating number two team in the country like a drum was exactly that. So I feel...
Ohio State wasn't the number two team in the country. I feel like they were just there because it was an ESPN ABC game, so they wanted to hype it. They're like, let's move them up to number two and make this juicy.
Well, I think AP always kind of fellatios those big four programs, and then they, you know, same time, reason we were ripping on Texas a couple weeks ago, like, why the fuck are you in the top 25? That's the same concept. Like, I think you harped on it last week, Pierce. JT Barrett doesn't look that great. He didn't look good Saturday, and he didn't look good against Indiana. Has he looked good since he had to, like, compete with Cardale Jones and all those other boys 2 years ago? Like, I just didn't see – I mean, he didn't look great last year. He won the Big Ten, but – he just doesn't seem for real to me as a, you know.
No, he's the Benjamin Button of quarterbacks. He started out really good and then just fucking turned to shit. I guess that's not really Benjamin Button, huh? It's like reverse Benjamin Button. It's like normal.
Hopefully Urban Meyer maybe, you know, can learn his lesson and keep his mouth shut and not worry about other teams. I mean, albeit he did have a point with Herman, you know, going off on his team, but mind your own fucking business, dude. You know?
Wait, what'd he do?
Urban Meyer called out Tom Herman in Texas because for saying like something about, you know, it wasn't his players or, you know, he can only do so much with what he has on that team. And Urban Meyer called him out for saying, like, you don't.
Whoa. Stay in your fucking lane,
yeah.
Urban.
I mean, he did have a point, but, like, why go there? You know, you got a big game. You're just setting yourself up for failure, you know.
Okay. Well, yeah, you got a point, but you don't need to say that to the media. Like, go text him that you're friends, aren't you? Like, hey, your boys. Hey, dude, don't do that kind of shit. You don't need to tell everybody that.
And,
though.
I mean, I don't know this for a fact, but my roommate went to South Carolina, and he said Urban Meyer took a shot at what Muschamp while he was taking a shot at Herman as well. I don't know what was said. But, you know, he just needs to worry about the task at hand and not worry about other fucking coaches.
Let me harp on that smooth segue into South Carolina was that that was my big bet for the week, and I foreshadowed y'all's pick on that when I think Pierce and you both had it last time. But so I was at this wedding this weekend, and we had gotten drunk, and a buddy of mine convinced us that late in the evening to just, like, hammer the hell out of the Gamecocks. And so when they went down 10-0 on Missouri, I started profusely sweating. I was like, man, this is going to be really rough if they don't show up and win this. But they seemed to turn it on. Bentley again showed up, went on the road, and I'm not going to say it's like a quality win taking over Missouri or anything along those lines, but they're now, what, 1-0 in conference play, and they have two strong wins against Power 5 programs. So tell your roommate Will, and shout out to my boy Parker, who took the pick, that great great call on the South Carolina. So I'll give you kudos to that, Phil. Well done.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Well, the Herman thing was like, to go back on that, just to clarify, he was, you know, him and a few other coaches were blaming inherited players for, you know, the tough losses. And, you know, that's just bullshit for a coach to do.
Yeah, well,
complete bullshit.
That's classic Urban Meyer. That guy just does all sorts of random ass bullshit to kind of like take away the attention from his negative light. So,
oh, let me fake a heart attack and get out of here because Florida sucks.
Oh, if Harbaugh starts taking control of the Big Ten, I can definitely see some health issues brewing for Urban Meyer.
Oh, that's it. Harbaugh's in his head. That's why Urban's losing his shit. He had his opportunity to rule the Big Ten and he blew it. Harbaugh came in and
well, I think Penn State's relevant as well, and we'll kind of go.
Oh, yeah.
We've talked about divisions and conferences and stuff like that, but yeah, it's by no means is Urban the only one, and albeit he's won one or two in a row, but at the same time, like, I don't think he's gonna maintain staying at the top of the mountain by himself. I think there's people rapidly approaching, so. Suck a dick, Urban Meyer. Suck a dick, Ohio State fans. I'm totally fine with y'all losing even more games if you want to, but it'll be funny to see how it all shakes out in the end. What is another game? Oh, let's talk about a game that we all enjoy and the fun of watching Notre Dame squirm. Georgia goes on the road in South Bend, steals a W by, what, 2019? And then after the game, Brian Kelly goes pure prick mode on some female reporter. He starts just being an asshole and condescending in all of his remarks. How much is he on a hotter seat than Butch Jones or someone?
Oh, yeah. His seat's very hot, Skip. Very, very hot.
God.
What's he done lately? I guess he went to the playoff a couple years ago, but they got blown out.
He went to
out.
A Fiesta Bowl a couple years ago, too.
They have to expect more there. He's had his chance. He hasn't done anything. It's time to move on from that loser. Chip Kelly's out there, man.
Notre Dame needs to just stop going after these big-name coaches and paying them millions and millions of dollars and expecting national championships because it's just not going to happen anymore. They just can't compete anymore for some reason, you know, because they have to lower their academic standards.
Well, I mean, yeah, I'm not saying that they're like, they should have to compete with Vandy because of academic levels. But at the same time, if you expect that kind of those results, then, I mean, I don't think you can go – you're not on the same level of quality candidates as, like, what Ole Miss may be doing. Like, they're going to go get an up-and-comer at the end of the season. You know, maybe – I don't know who it would be. But I don't think, like, Les Miles or Chip Kelly is necessarily a bad decision. I mean, I'm not necessarily saying go after Les Miles, but – Chip Kelly wouldn't be a bad one, but at the same time, would you want to risk a very large program with wealthy donors on some, like, Utah State's motherfucking coach or something like that, like a Bronco Mendenhall 4 years ago, before he made his bones? Like, it's a risky situation, especially when you have a very volatile program up there.
Exactly. I feel like they have to hire a big name or their people will just freak the fuck out because Notre Dame still views themselves as a top five program, and they're just not. They're not even a top 20 program anymore.
They lose to the Navy consistently. Not to knock Navy, but I mean,
yeah,
that's
simple option.
And they're in Notre Dame's heyday, they'd blow them out by 40 every year. It was just a gimme on their schedule every year, you know?
I think they went like 28 years or something crazy like that of beating Navy every year. And then since Brian Kelly's been there, was the first loss they had to Navy in such amount of time. So, I mean, yeah, you are right. Like, the teams that were automatic W's for them years ago are no longer such. So, I think it's hilarious. I like to laugh a little bit when Notre Dame loses games and loses coaches. Like, I just find it hilarious because they feel that they're like, you know, tier one team. And so when they're, I guess, humbled or put back in their place, I find it really enjoyable.
What about Auburn, y'all? What about – I mean, I'm sorry, completely – I just hate Notre Dame and I don't want to talk about them. I feel like they're irrelevant.
But we were talking about our hate for them.
Yeah, I know. And that was a real shoddy transition there by me. But, I mean, I'm upset about this Auburn thing, to tell you the truth. I don't know if I'm like upset that
credit.
I fell for it.
Give me
it.
My credit.
Well, okay, so you're right about Stidham. He's not the answer. I really thought he was gonna be. That offensive line is pathetic. Clemson had 11 sacks. 11 sacks. And yeah, some of that is Stidham because he just looked like he had no fucking clue what he was doing. He never checked out of a bad play one time. He's like, all right, we're just rolling with what we got.
I feel like that's always the case with Gus Malzahn's offense, as well as whatever quarterback he puts back there, whether it be Sean White, the not snowboarder, or Jeremy Johnson, the not football player. It doesn't matter. Auburn has a great PR team. Whoever sucks the AP's dick and gets them in the top 15 every season, it's unheard of. But they're every year they're up there, and every year their quarterback is like a sleeper Heisman pick. And every year they just kind of meh since Cam Newton's. Well, fuck them.
Speaking of hot seats, I mean, Malzahn hot seat?
Yeah, I feel like he's got to be.
They went to the Sugar Bowl last year. They can't be on a hot seat that quickly.
But he's supposed to have this power. He's supposed to be this offensive genius, and they
guru
put up 6 fucking points. I mean, I don't care if Clemson's the defending national champions. Like, that's like LSU offense bad. 6 points.
Yeah, they didn't even move the ball. It's not that they didn't put up points. They didn't even move the ball. They weren't even close. It's not like they were getting down close and turning the ball over and missing field goals and shit. They weren't even getting past the 50 most drives. It was ridiculous.
And Auburn's not opposed to firing national championship winning coaches.
No, they don't get that. Jay Jacobs doesn't give a fuck. He'll fire anybody at any time.
And really, I guess you said Auburn made the Sugar Bowl last year, but what has Malzahn done without Cam Newton? Nothing
really. Well, he had Nick Marshall. Didn't Nick Marshall take him? That's who they won. Didn't they win something with Nick Marshall? He took him at least to the title game, didn't he?
But he wasn't
the quarterback. He was a fucking safety.
Oh yeah. When they got that fluke shit against Bama, when they had like 4 fluke wins in a row. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. The kick six. Yeah, the Georgia tip, the kick six, that team was. But yeah, again, it wasn't a quarterback. When he actually has a quarterback that's supposed to be good, the guy sucks. When he's not supposed to, when he puts a safety back there like he's playing Madden, it works for him. But like, they make no adjustments, y'all. They did the same fucking shit in the first half that they did in the second half and just expected a different outcome. That's like the definition of stupidity.
Yeah, and I agree. Maybe he's just he's like made to be a coordinator. Like your John Chase.
Yeah, some guys are.
Like it just can't hold the reins to everything, And so maybe that he's one of those guys. Maybe Lane Kiffin. May be one of those guys. John Chavis may be one of those guys that just should never make that jump up. They should just get
John Chavis has never sniffed a head coaching job.
That's what I'm saying, but he's a great coordinator. So I'm just saying maybe Gus is one of those because Gus is a great offensive coordinator.
A great coordinator that blew a 30-something point lead.
He's a decent coordinator.
He's had a nice career. In the last few years.
I apologize. Because you can't win the big games, you're getting mad at your defensive coordinator. Ooh, my bad.
Yeah, because y'all don't
have a
quarterback.
Speaking of big games, let's jump on this. You know what? So we can touch on I think that pretty much wraps up all the quality games from last week. But since I'm sitting here yelling at Phil, let's go ahead and talk about this week's college football lineup. Fuck you, Phil, you corndog-eating fucking loser. Ooh, Mississippi State is hosting your boys this weekend, and I'm going to hold nothing back. Ooh, I hope that we just –
That's fine. I mean, you don't need to make it personal, though. I mean, fuck me. I thought we can still be friends no matter what the outcome
of
the game is.
Well, we know what the outcome's going to be.
Fuck your team, maybe.
We don't know the outcome, Pierce. Thank you very much.
You can say fuck my team.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
Too. I'll take fuck you, too. I don't give a shit.
Fuck your new Tiger, Phil. Fuck that shit. Fuck your cat.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll get up.
I would say your team, Phil, but I don't even know if you're really a fan of this team. So I had to say fuck you personally.
Okay. Oh, I really am a fan of this team.
Okay, so what do you think's going to happen this weekend, and what kind of fun wager can we do for our listeners? I've been kind of brainstorming.
I think it's going to be a hell of a game, to be honest. LSU offense, still never know what you're going to get there. We got Arden Key coming back first game of the year, so he could wreak some havoc. I think it's going to be, as usual, low scoring, but entertaining.
And, I kind of agree with you on that one. You don't really know what's going to happen. Mississippi State hasn't played a team that really kind of gives you, where's Mississippi State, on the level. We're not getting any love in any of the polls because we haven't played anybody. So you can't really look to those teams to see what's going to happen this weekend. But what I was able to notice is that everyone's favorite defensive lineman, Jeffrey Simmons, had 2 touchdowns. And our offensive line is still very meh. So when you say you have old boy coming back, and you always have a stout defense, there are concerns, can we match up But at the same time, I'm so glad we're playing in Starkville rather than playing in Death Valley. But we also haven't won in Starkville in a fucking hot minute against y'all. So there's a lot of concerns still there. But I love my quarterback, and I like a lot of my pieces on offense. So I'm going to take my dogs. I know we're getting 7, but just give me the money line, Phil, and we'll come up with a fun bet.
All right, all right. I can't really – do you have any thoughts right now, or should we take this to Twitter and ask if
– We could take it to Twitter, and we can take it to the group chat and things of that nature if we want to discuss possibly like a bottle of booze to the winner, or if we wanted to do maybe an embarrassing Instagram post or something along those lines on the personal account that will be retweeted on the company account. Whatever we want to come up with, give me my dogs for the W. I never bet on the dogs if I can help it. I'm going to take them this week because I really don't like you or that fucking team.
All right, well.
All right, so if anyone's got any ideas, please tweet them at us as to what we can put this gamble on. Love to have some interesting bets. You can obviously make it a little bit more weighted so that the dogs have a little better chance, but at the same time, it should be a good time. Pierce, we didn't give you a second. Who you got as I guess, the tiebreaker?
Oh, in this game? I'm with you that it's going to be a little closer because it's at home. If this thing was in Baton Rouge, I'd be going Tigers by double digits, but I think State can hang around. Who knows? Can Etling make a play? Whoever can make a play in the fourth quarter, Fitzgerald or Etling, that team wins. Probably going to be the Tigers just looking at history, though.
I think it will come down to like some sort of special teams aspect.
Oh, fuck. Don't say that. My special teams is all garbage. I got a great punter and a real shitty special teams.
Is that kicker there that missed the UA South Alabama
no.
kick? Is that guy gone?
No, I think he retired with back issues. What?
Air Justin quotes Graves? Around back issues.
Yeah, for those that can't see us at home.
Yeah, so
and death threats.
Yeah, I can only imagine.
Yeah, we have a real passionate fan base.
Real passionate, man. Staunchly passionate. They write books and shit.
Yeah, those books aren't about our program.
Yeah, exactly. That's a pathetic thing.
Well, we'll talk pathetic in about 6 to 8 weeks. I think you're still on trial right now.
No, we wrapped up. Literally. We wrapped up today. They finished a little while ago.
I think it wraps up Wednesday.
I'm telling you, it wrapped up today, just a little while ago. They got done early. They blew through 14 allegations day one, and they only had a couple left to go through today. It was the most serious ones.
Jesus,
all the contested
ones. Allegations.
Well, yeah, but we had already admitted to pretty much all of those 14. So
okay,
that was done. Some of those included Tunsil, who already sat out games, Cannon Motors, and shit like that. Okay. Like shit that's already – you just got to go through it because it's legal. But Leo was there both days. So that's nice. Interesting. I'd love to read these transcripts. We probably won't get to, but it is over. And, like, well, it is supposed to be 6 to 8 weeks, but Pat Forty's reporting that they're going to wait till after the Egg Bowl to announce it because...
Well, I'm sure your special needs friend Yancey Porter will find a way to leak the transcripts earlier.
Oh, I hope, man. But that's bullshit, though, if they really do wait. They don't want the Egg Bowl to be more intense than it already is, which is fucking stupid because no matter what, it's going to be intense. So
that's the concern?
Yeah, that's really what 40 reported yesterday. He's got people that's in the NCAA. They said they want to wait till after the Egg Bowl and the season's over to announce our penalties, which is an extra 3 weeks.
Good for your program. Yeah, that doesn't sound good for the whole recruiting, coaching hunt.
And hiring a coach, it fucks everything over if that's true. So we'll see.
Well, I'll keep my fingers crossed for you. This one and then this one right here. What's it called? But so while we got you on the topic, let's talk about y'all's game. Y'all are traveling to play a Power 5 conference team across the country. What do you think?
West Coast, baby. I don't know. I think a lot of points are going to be scored. I think the scoreboard operator better get that finger ready. A lot of yards, a lot of points. I don't know who's going to win. It's a toss-up. Again, it's going to be who makes the mistake at the end. It's just going to be back and forth. Okay. Can we get a stop in the third quarter?
No.
One? I don't know. Probably not. We are a third quarter team this year. I don't know if you've seen us play. But
I watched
the first
half of y'all's game before the wedding this weekend.
Hey, well, we're awful in the first half. We gave up like 200 yards rushing to some kid from Indianola, Mississippi. Shout out to the Delta, but he should not be running for any yards against us. Against an SEC team. Maybe us because we're awful. But, yeah, that defense needs some work, Skip.
Hey, you know what? And that's why we like betting overs here on this podcast. So we'll be hammering 173 as a group.
You can't put it high enough. You can put it at 85, I'd take it.
Yep, I'm going to ride or die with you on that one. But let's stay in conference of SEC because there's not a lot of hot college games this weekend, but I want to touch on the ones that are relevant. If the weather permits because of the Hurricane Irma that flooded Gainesville, it can't get much trashier down there. But
yeah, they're playing.
They are? Yeah. The whole town looks like shit before or after Irma, so I don't really care. Who you got, Tennessee, Florida? I know we're a big anti-Butch Jones podcast. Is everybody banking on Zaire or whomever may be playing for Florida to take down the Vols?
Yeah, somehow. I don't know how. I didn't watch Tennessee last week. I watched the first week, was fairly unimpressed. I think Butch, obviously we don't like Butch. Going on the road, winning at Florida. Even though they don't have a quarterback, their defense will win that game.
Okay. And, you know, I don't think, Florida's lost once to Tennessee since fucking Peyton. Even Peyton Manning couldn't beat them. So I don't know if this is going to be the year that the Vols jump in and go down there and win in, Gainesville. But what I do think is, because those offenses are kind of, I'd say at least Florida's offense is inept, that you're going to see some defensive touchdowns. I think the Gators probably score twice like they did against Michigan against the Vols. I think that'll probably be the end-up separator. Maybe they're tied in the fourth, and you get a fumble on inside your own 30, and Florida's able to capitalize. So I'll take the – I think we're all going to end up kind of cheering for the Gators at least just because the SEC East is down, but we always love to kick Butch Jones and the Vols when we can, so –
always, Skip.
There we go. And then I think we have...
It'll probably be a pretty fucking boring game, though.
Yeah.
There's
not
like
a lot of fun ones this weekend. I think we're probably on the last one coming up here with ACC play. Like, it's not a really sexy schedule for our slate for the NCAA this weekend. Well, let's harp on, bandwagon Pierce taking Clemson.
Woo! I'm on the Tigers, baby! Yeah!
Versus Heisman winner and Bobby Petrino motorcycle riding Cardinals.
Okay, so I'm going to say this, and y'all might disagree, but I think Clemson's defense is better this year than they were last year. It's only a couple of games, but they are really good on defense. They got NFL players at every position. It's nuts.
I mean,
I know they don't have the quarterback experience.
I mean, they were killing the Auburn's offensive line the entire game. I don't know if Auburn's offensive line is that bad or their D-line's that good. It's probably somewhere in between, but
probably a little bit of both. Yeah,
but yeah, that was scary. I don't know. I mean, and then you don't even know much about the secondary because the ball was never thrown. It was just being sacked every time.
Yeah, Auburn couldn't get it past the past 10 yards. God, that was atrocious, man. If you're an Auburn fan this week, you had to wake up. You had to be pretty mad Sunday morning. They really thought they could contend this year, and that team that played on Saturday cannot contend.
Don't say y'all. You were a part of that group. You were.
Oh no, I'm part of that. I picked them to go to the playoff. I bought into the Gus bus.
I think you had them this past weekend too.
Oh yeah, I had them possibly winning the game.
I had them at +5.5 or whatever we had it at.
Yeah, I bought into the Gus bus hard. And that's just, and I already admitted how wrong I was about Clemson. And it just kind of, like I said last week, it's kind of one of those weeks where it's do or die for me. And I think Clemson, woo, buddy, Clemson's
well,
good.
Yeah, Clemson should handle them pretty easily because I mean, Lamar Jackson is, you know, obviously amazing, but Louisville, they're just not that good of a team overall, though. You know,
they don't have a good O-line either, man. They give up a bunch. Lamar gets sacked a bunch for as elusive as he is.
Yeah, but I mean, I think one of those reasons, like you harped on with the OL, or the offensive line being an issue, also kind of helped him win the Heisman because he was able to do Michael Vick-like things. Like, you know, go around the outside of the tackles and then go for 85 yards, shaking nine guys. He's very capable of doing that to Clemson this weekend at home.
If he can turn it into a track meet like he played at North Carolina last week, and if he can figure out how to score 30-something points on that Clemson defense, then yeah, they got a chance. But if you're talking like a 17-14 game, Louisville can't play in that kind of game.
No, Louisville doesn't play that game, though. If you remember last year, they beat Florida State like a drum, like 63-14.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. They got into the close game against Clemson, and Lamar runs out of that receiver runs out of bounds right at the sticks. Fourth down. No situational awareness whatsoever. Petrino, man, come on.
All right, all right. So y'all are, I guess you're taking Clemson again, right?
I got to go big on the Tigers here. But if they are going to lose, this is their only week they're going to lose. Florida State cannot beat them.
Yeah, I agree. I don't see Clemson having a
Miami. I don't even know where that game is.
It doesn't matter if it's in Tallahassee now, in my opinion, but I guess my opinion only matters to me. But yeah, I guess we'll have to wait and see how the ACC shakes out. But I think that this one kind of –
Florida State is a home game. They play at NC State, which could be kind of tricky. At Virginia Tech in 2 weeks, that could be the toughest game. And then at South Carolina to end the season. These guys are good, man. I like Clemson to run the table.
All right, all right. So I guess we'll have to wait and see. That's another bold play by Pierce. Pierce also called Sumlin out by October 1st. So
yeah,
we'll
who do they play this week? Who do they play? Dude, the next game he
loses.
They
were tied with Nicholls State in the fourth fucking quarter. Yeah.
He better get his fucking shit together. Like, now. His, like, resume shit, not his fucking shit, like, as in his team. They're fucking done. I told you they were done. They're done.
Well, done.
So we're donezo, and speaking of done, I think that's about donezo for college football. There's not another good game out there unless y'all have something we want to harp on.
Kevin Sumlin. Hold on, he plays Louisiana Lafayette this week. If somehow they lose to Louisiana Lafayette, he will be fired after that game.
Well, Louisiana Lafayette's better than Nicholls, so I mean, they very well could.
And they get Arkansas next week, and he could lose that game.
He could easily lose that. I just think after any loss, he can be gone.
Kansas is pretty terrible, though.
Yeah, I feel a lot better about Ole Miss's chance against Arkansas. Besides the fact that they have our number, I feel better about that game and the Kentucky game after this weekend. Because we're going to score points. Like, you better believe Shea Patterson and A.J. Brown are going to put up yards.
I saw those bombs to A.J. That was about a buddy of mine called. He's like, stop fucking dicking around and air it out to A.J.
So, like,
next pass, he airs it out for a touchdown. So I think a couple laughs out of your team.
Yeah, we are the new Texas Tech of college football. All we have is a passing game. We cannot run the ball. Our defense is shit. But we have Shea Patterson to A.J. Brown, Van Jefferson, DK Metcalf. We got weapons, but that's all we have, literally. We are a one-man show. Well, five-man show.
You may need to shout out to Mike Leach after the season if Washington makes a little run.
Well, yeah, you know.
Man, that guy's a soundbite waiting to happen.
Yeah.
I can't even really recall what he was talking about, aliens and shit last week.
Well, that's our man. Our man Phil Longo is a Mike Leach disciple. That's why I really like – he's our new offensive coordinator.
I was about to be like, sweet name drop. Who is that guy? I can't keep up
with your coordinator. So,
everything else. We actually don't go through a lot of them. He's our first offensive coordinator since when Freeze got there. We had Warner forever or whatever his fucking name was. I don't even know.
Well, okay. So that kind of wraps up our segment of college football recap and touching on this week three of college football. So let's make our way to the big boys. Let's talk about the guys that hit hard as well as score shitty points. This weekend was kind of anticlimactic for a lot of those games.
Oh, God, was it?
It was like preseason week five.
It really did look like you could kind of tell that the starters had not been playing a lot of games due to just, I guess, concern of injury and everything. Like, everybody from Cam missing throws to, like, the Rams actually looking relevant. Like, it wasn't a sexy week one.
Oh, God. The offense was way behind the defense week one.
Yeah, it was.
It was crazy.
Let's talk about a couple things, though. I know, shout out to Phil on this one. He has the Chiefs winning the West, but did anybody have the Chiefs coming out the gates hot on Thursday night and just mowing down New England in New England?
No, I didn't. That surprised me a bit.
I loved it, though, because I'm in a pool where you pick losers. You know, I don't know why it's losers instead of winners, but I digress. Like, half the pool had the Chiefs, so looking pretty good already.
Loser pool. Yeah, loser pool. Sounds like you should be in there. Speaking of which, let's talk about our respective teams. Whoa. Mine was the only one to come out with a W, and I think it's because since last time we spoke, we knew Zeke was going to play week one, but we thought he was going to be suspended afterwards. It turns out with his federal appeal or whatever happened, I don't know, y'all blew my text messages up while I was in the mountains, and it was Zeke's playing the whole season. There's a lot of wool over here. Very woolly guy over here for the Cowboys after week one and knowing that Zeke's going to be hanging around for another 16 weeks. Got to be excited about the Cowboys and kept picking them in the East.
Oh, God.
Giants didn't look good.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to play the whole season. Y'all lucked out. Cowboy bullshit. But shout out to all the people that took chances on him in fantasy early and or the dummies that didn't even know he was suspended and drafted him early.
It's going to pay off for you.
Get yourself a steal.
And I bought him in my auction league at a, I guess, a discounted rate. I was like, I'll take him. You know, even if he had to ride the pine for six, I was stoked to have him sit. You know, I'd let him sit down there and just kind of hammered the running back position. So now I have a strong starting running back core. But, yeah, I don't know necessarily. Dak didn't look great. Dez dropped a ball or two. It was more the Giants looked really bad than it was the Cowboys looked really good.
They looked awful.
They're awful. Really
I think
bad.
Eli's done, y'all. He just needs. This should be it for him. He's old. He.
Well, done. I mean, come on. It's like we said. It was preseason week five.
He didn't age well, though. He just doesn't look good at all. I know he never looks happy, but he just.
Yeah, the
like
mouth
shit.
Breather hadn't looked good for 2.5 seasons now. It's not like it's just.
Yeah, he's. I think
week one only.
I think he's done. I think he should just hang him up. They should move on.
Well, Odell Beckham's in a pretty good bargaining position now himself because, I mean, just that 1 week of him missing, be like, look, we only score – what did they only score? I don't
3 points.
3 points, yeah. We can't score a touchdown with me without me on the offense.
Well, he's got to come into a game and score a touchdown to be able to say that. So, like, they got to score, like, 30 points this week with him in there, and then he have the leverage. If they come out and look like shit again, he can't say anything.
Well, yeah.
I mean, Brandon Marshall had one catch. You brought him in, and he didn't do shit.
Yeah, I forgot he was even on the team. He's got Brandon Marshall. He's got Evan Ingram. He's got weapons. I bought into them hard without any research whatsoever, kind of like Florida State. I will say that the Giants are not going to – that's the Cowboys division, hands down, now that Zeke's going to be there all year.
Well, now, the Giants were the sexy pick. You know, and then also because Jason Pierre-Paul earlier in the offseason said they were going to go undefeated or something.
What a dumbass. He hit, like, the firework guy, really? I'm not going to listen to shit he says.
Unless he's reading a warning label, I'm not listening to him.
Yeah, exactly. Like, fuck him.
They showed a close-up of his hand in Madden, and he had all 10 fingers. They're like, real realistic, Madden.
Nice.
No, I liked it. I was just a little distracted there for a second. But
yeah, I'll just go fuck myself.
Phil's been waiting for that one all day. He's like, oh, I got a great JPP tidbit. Watch me drop this on him.
I can promise I didn't prepare for that.
Where were those crickets from last week right there? That would have been fucking perfect. We're our number one fans.
We are our number one fans. But speaking of number one fans, Pierce, your team, like we kind of touched on both y'all's games earlier today. So let's kind of we won't harp on how bad the Saints are. But I do want to know, is Sean Payton going to be able to withstand another shitty season as a coach, or is he just going to go back to banging cheerleaders and not being an offensive coordinator in Dallas?
Oh, he can withstand it, but I mean, I think he has run his course here. It's just, I don't know. It's just the same thing, you know. Like, we just can't keep on doing the same thing. It's time to reboot. You know, Breeze's last year of his contract, and then we'll just get rid of Peyton as well and start over.
So you got the Patriots coming to town, and you're a season ticket holder. Are you going to start out 0-4? Because when you look at your schedule, it doesn't seem like you have a formidable opponent for a hot minute.
I don't know if we'll start off 0-4, but we're certainly going to get pounded by the Patriots.
Oh, man, Tom's out for blood this week. He's pissed.
Yeah.
He is pissed.
It's not going to be pretty.
Yeah, I don't see it being pretty. You got to go to the Panthers week three.
I mean, shit, we made Sam Bradford look like a fucking Hall of Famer. Okay. Now that we have an actual legit Hall of Famer, possible greatest of all time coming in, I'm scared. I might be in the bar by halftime.
There you go. I can understand that. And you know what? My tenure when I was in New Orleans, I had a lot of joy by going to the Rusty Nail and watching all those fans quiver on Sundays. And then that's the same year Bama lost multiple games, and I enjoyed watching that at the Rusty Nail as well. So shout out to that bar, free plug, and good luck to the New Orleans fans. I feel they may be drinking a lot this season. But let's look at the rest of the slate for this weekend. Obviously, Dallas is at Denver. Their defense looked beatable at times last night, but they also looked strong as shit. So it's going to be kind of interesting for Dallas. I don't know. I think they'll be able to run the ball better than they'll be able to throw the ball. So this may be – I know we all talked about the sophomore slump for Dak. People are going to really start harping on it after this game because I don't see this being like one of those days where he throws for 250 and two touchdowns or anything along those lines. Anybody?
I don't even know who they play this week.
Dallas is at Denver.
Ooh. Ooh, are you going to that?
Tickets are like $600.
What?
Yeah, Broncos tickets are brutally expensive anyway, but there's a large constituency
Cowboy
of
contingent.
Yeah,
I could
there's
see
a
that.
Lot of
just
there's
go out by the
of,
stadium and see if you can make something happen.
I'm gonna go out there in my Dez jersey or maybe my Dak jersey. I don't know, maybe a Michael Irvin jersey or
I don't think that. That's the best way to get tickets.
Maybe get your ass kicked.
It's not the Raiders. I'm not in like LA or fucking Oakland. I should be okay in that notion.
Do you have a Broncos jersey you could wear over your Dez jersey, and then when you get your ticket, take it off and spike it in his face and be like, "You fucking loser."
No, I do not have a Broncos jersey. Although I almost
bought
a
one.
I almost got a DeMarcus Ware one.
Wait, how are tickets so expensive? I thought the Broncos had some new policy about season ticket holders like not being able to resell tickets.
If you're asking me what the algorithm is on StubHub, I mean, I don't know, but I know that they're brutally expensive.
Okay.
Like they're not even relatively close. So I may be out of that one, but I'll be watching nearby and I'll be live tweeting it. But
fair weathered.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah, I know, man. You damn put it. A price on your team.
Fair weathered.
Bro, there's one ticket at $235 right now. It's in the shittiest part of the stadium. But yeah, any good ticket.
You got me. I can't believe I didn't jump on that ticket instantly. Shame on me.
Yeah, dude. You could sit for $270. You could sit in section 533, visitor's sideline. Not worth it. I'm with you on that.
$270, that's half what I would pay for the Saints season tickets.
Yeah, but lower level, I mean, $400 is your cheapest at.
I mean, they get pretty up there. So, it's going to be pricey, but at the same time, it'll be a good game. It's not even, my opinion, it's not even the best game of the day. The best game is that night with the Packers and the Falcons. But before we touch on that, let's talk on the fact that the Packers-Seahawks game this weekend. Is it more of a concern that Seahawks couldn't get anything going against the Packers' defense? Or are the Packers fucking legit on both ends of the ball?
I kind of think the Seahawks offense isn't as good as people thought it was going to be. The Packers having a great defense is kind of something that I'll believe when I see it. Like, show me a couple more weeks of this before I buy into you.
I mean, I agree. And, you know, it seems like Pete Carroll kind of starts off slow. Russell Wilson, Doug Baldwin, that connection really comes to fruition in, like, December every year.
I think they really miss Marshawn Lynch. They miss having a bruising running back. I guess they have Lacy now.
Yeah, but, a fat ass though.
But he didn't look all that this week. So maybe he'll trim down a bit and get it together. And like you said, then maybe they're just slowly getting out of the gate here. They're gonna have no problem in the division.
Russell Wilson's just really not that good.
Yeah, that could be true too.
And the fact that like I don't know, you know that all those stories came out during the summer that. You know, the defensive guys hate Russell Wilson and a lot of the people on the team don't like him. I mean, even if that's not true, you know, having to deal with those fucking questions all the time, it, I don't know, it could add up.
A lot of stories came out during the summer. I'm guessing this guy was a real creep or something.
Pierce, let me ask you. Philadelphia went 1-0 by beating your boys last weekend, just barely, but Kansas City dropped the hammer on New England. Philadelphia at Kansas City, do we see anything sexy there?
Nah, the Chiefs are legit. Andy Reid is legit. They, the Eagles beat a terrible Redskins team, and they barely beat a terrible Redskins team. So I'm not buying into them whatsoever. I will, however, buy stock in the Chiefs. I don't think they'll win the West, but they'll definitely make the playoffs as a wild card.
Yeah, and I think that's where I had them preseason when we did our pick'ems last week as well.
I still feel pretty good about that.
Yep. So we'll have to wait and see. Yeah, I think those guys are pretty strong in that facet. When looking at a couple other games that kind of tickle my fancy, you know, I think we all kind of touched on how Tennessee should be good. Obviously, I swung and missed on my Texans pick.
Talk about looking like shit. They made the Jaguars defense look like the best in the NFL.
Well, now the Titans have the Jags this weekend in Jacksonville. Can Mariota steal the W on the road, divisional opponent?
Absolutely. Not a problem. Tennessee. Jacksonville's not as good as they looked last week. They're just not. And they lost Allen Robinson for the year at wideout. Leonard Fournette was – he surprised me. I'm glad he – is doing well, but I just don't think – I don't buy into Bortles one fucking bit.
And I think, yeah, we kind of touched on this last week that anybody could fucking be quarterback for Jacksonville, and I don't really think Bortles showed up and won that game for them last week. You know, they did use Fournette like a workhorse. I think he had like 25, 26 carries, went for over 100, and had a touchdown.
And their defense scored two or three times.
Yeah, Houston and Indianapolis easily were 32 and 31 on my Richter scale of shittiness last week. You know, easily the bottom of the barrel.
I don't even think Andrew Luck improves the Colts. They might win a game or so with Andrew Luck, but they're atrocious. Yeah. They fell off the map, man. They were really good and just woo.
Yeah, and I'm not even sure. So Chuck Pagano's obviously going to lose his job after the season.
He's gone.
Yeah, he's gone. But at the same time, like, Andrew Luck's got a big contract, so that's a lot of money.
Huge.
He's not playing this week too. I think I saw Shefty report that he's out week two, and there's no like definite time for him to come back. So,
well, maybe they can trade him down the line once he gets healthy. He's a pretty big asset. They can move. I don't really know. It's not the NBA. The NBA, they fucking trade his ass.
It's just the NFL. They can just cut his ass. So we'll have to wait.
They could do that.
So, but we'll see a couple good games this weekend. I'm more excited about the Sunday lineup and even the Monday lineup. I think, you know, we all ripped on Stafford, but you know, kudos to you. You have Detroit at least showing up and making the playoffs. But we've ripped on.
Yeah, he was shockingly good. Stafford.
First pick, throw of the game was a pick six, and then goes for four.
Yeah, he bounced back.
Yeah.
He bounced back real strong. I still don't buy into them for the year. The NFC's bad enough. They'll still make the playoffs, but. Packers. I still feel good about that division.
Yeah, okay.
Packers roll.
And yeah, we forgot. I kind of harped on it about last week's game, but not this week. Sunday Night Football is Packers-Falcons. So this will kind of be what we wrap up the weekend on, just kind of touching on who we think's going to play well, who we think's full of shit besides Phil, things along those lines. So what do you got for Green Bay, Atlanta? Let's talk about it. Those are probably the two best quarterbacks in the NFC besides Dak. Obviously, he's the best. Phil, who you got for – I know you love the Dirty Birds. Who you got for Packers-Falcons this weekend?
Unfortunately, I got the Falcons. They did not look good against the Bears at all, but they got the fucking –
it looks slow.
They got the lucky break, you know, that, you know, Super Bowl appearing teams get. You know, the Bears dropped two or three touchdown passes on that final drive. So I just think the Falcons, you know, realize they stole one and that they're going to keep this train rolling.
Did y'all know the Super Bowl loser is 2-16 against the spread in week one on the road? That's pretty interesting stat. Like, everybody thought the Falcons were such a lock on Sunday. Like, oh my God, hammer the Falcons, hammer the Falcons. I'm glad I didn't buy into that bullshit.
I was one of those guys that bought into said bullshit, and they were one of my picks from last week, so.
Hey, my bad, y'all. I'm sorry. That was just a trap waiting to happen.
Shit, they won by six. The line was seven. If anything,
they should have lost, though. Jordan Howard should have scored a touchdown.
The line I took, even though it was blue, like whatever I was looking at, was not accurate. But I took it at minus six. So technically, I pushed. But not, no, technically, technically I lost. But I love according to my bullshit line, I pushed.
Nice.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Phil's opening line that he looked at on fucking some European website.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. Phil's betting through Europe instead of through Vegas. I love it. Can't get enough of that.
Eurotrash.com. .au, I guess, is what they do now.
Yep, yeah. Well, for the most part, guys, I feel that we kind of touched on most of the good games from last week. We kind of harped on the three or four good college games this coming weekend.
Yeah, this week's slate's trash, Skip.
Yeah, it's not my fault. I'm not in charge of that. But what I am in charge of is...
I'm not saying it is, but it's just... It's a letdown. And the Rebs are a late, late, late game at night. Not for me out here. It's a decently early 7:30 kick.
I was going to say, I think I saw it at 9:30 on mine. So I guess that... I don't know why I was thinking mine was at 9:30, but I guess that means 8:30 my time. So
yeah, yeah, probably.
Speaking of fair weather, I mean, it can't be that far of a hike for you to go to the game.
It's 8 hour drive, 8 hours.
Oh, that's easy.
Oh
dude.
Wait, eight so hours. Phil, you want to talk about fair weather fans? Are you going to go up to Starkville to watch your first conference game of the season, as well as your podcast bets? You could be our guy on the ground this weekend. Are you going to go?
You got a ticket for me?
I mean, it's probably cheaper than the Cowboys ticket. Y'all just
giving
me shit.
You got a place to stay for me?
Yeah, I got a place you could stay.
All right, well, you get me a ticket and a place to stay, and I'll think about going.
You'll think about going. There you go.
He has the same likelihood of going to the Yankee series this weekend.
Yeah, but don't talk to me about not going, dude. I guess the last game I went to was at Alabama, and that was pretty sweet. But I just, have y'all been to Alabama when you beat them?
Yeah.
God, it's an out of body experience.
When Kroom was our coach, we went over there. And beat him. John Parker Wilson, fourth and one on the goal line, got snubbed.
Who was their coach at that time?
That was
fucking
Shula.
Shula, that's who I was
we
trying to think of.
We also beat Saban there, too. Shula. We Anthony Johnson, shout out, pick six from the end zone. Kroom beat him back-to-back years. So if you think it's like some hard, difficult task that only Hugh Freeze can do, don't forget Sylvester Kroom also did that. So
yeah, but I'm talking in the last 5 years. You're talking, what? 10 years ago with Kroom?
Yeah, I mean,
Nick
Saban also lost to Louisiana Monroe.
At Alabama.
He still managed to beat you every time, though, Phil, doesn't he?
Oh, man, he's got those Tigers. Come on.
Nah, we owned him for the first couple of years at Bama, and then he...
Why, you were still using his players?
For the most part.
He was using Shula's?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
He started really good, but that guy's turned it around, I tell you what. Real impressive.
Yeah. Shout out to Nick Saban. Yeah, you turned around that shit program of Alabama.
You've really done an impressive thing down there in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, where only people care about football. Congratulations.
Yeah. We'll wait and see what Avery Johnson does or that baseball program before we really give kudos to the state of Alabama.
Hoops.
But I think that's kind of the wrap up for this week. Do we have anything in summation that we need to give a holler to?
Fuck the Cal Bears.
Okay, all right. I was wondering where you're going with that. I thought you were about to go Cowboys. I was like, that's unnecessary. It's like, Broncos fan? I was like, fuck you, man.
No, yeah, I will say fuck the Cowboys.
Yeah, so will I. Like, as a Skins fan, I feel like I have to.
Well,
fuck the Cowboys.
I like
the Cowboys.
Your tier is delicious.
Sweet star on your helmet, buddy. Oh, awesome.
That's America's team, you dickhead.
Hey, Jerry, go get some more surgery, bud.
Yeah, why don't you change your name from a racist team to just anything that could be PC compliance before we
Man,
start talking about
all my teams
about
come under fire for that kind of stuff.
Yeah, Pierce just follows teams that are brutally racist. That's all he does. He's like, yeah, I follow the Dixieland Delight and the Native
Band,
the racial slur for Native Americans. So yeah.
Well, you know, there are some Indian groups who are okay with it, Skip.
I haven't met any of them. But yeah, so I guess we have nothing to touch on. We'll be back next week around this time. So don't forget to go subscribe, rate and review, give us 5 stars. Don't forget to also follow us on Instagram and Twitter at LNO_podcast.
And give us your suggestions for
Give us suggestions for the bet between Phil and I this week. Money line
and
bet.
And if y'all ever want to send some questions or something y'all would like us to discuss, send it that way as well.
Yeah, you got suggestions, you got anything, send them to our Twitter inbox or our Instagram inbox. Yep. Our boxes are open all the time.
Because we care about y'all.
We care about you, our listeners, if there's, you know, a decent number of you out there. Who really knows?
What's it called? Well, guys,
I hope y'all... We definitely... Whoa, buddy, take that back. We care about these guys.
I apologize.
Hey, listeners, no matter what Skip says, we care about you.
Yep. I apologize. I'm sorry about that.
There we go. Now we're talking. He's feeling good.
Yes, sir. Well, y'all have a great weekend. Good luck in the books. Tell the bookie to kiss your ass, and we'll see you next week. All right.
Bye.
Ribs.